Now, most all of you know David, and you know his family. I put it up there just because I know there's a few of you who are visitors that don't know him. But I'll talk about that in a minute. But the reason I asked David to come up here is because we were having a conversation this week earlier, and he said, "Well, I got to tell you a story." David works with old, elderly people. And he does both nutrition and exercise with them and different things like that. But he sees people in the last stages of their lives and he's lost a couple. But he told me that he had conversations with those at least the last two that you lost. Hopefully you haven't lost more than that recently, but had conversations with them and knew where they were with the Lord, and that helps. But he wanted to tell me a story from one of the ladies. I'm just going to let you tell that story, Dave.
Well, I want to thank Sean, because Sean last week told a really powerful story regarding his dad. And for those who may have missed it, I encourage you to go online and listen to it. But this story is very similar. Had two patients who go to Lafayette for dialysis every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They go really early in the morning. And so I gathered both of them up, and we head to Lafayette. It's about a 30-minute drive. So we have an opportunity to talk and to fellowship. And I was really blessed to be able to transport them and get to know them. And one of the gentlemen that I was transporting, he died just unexpectedly in between treatments. And so when I went to pick up my the lady that who goes to Lafayette, that first trip after his death, it was eerie. It was kind of odd, but it was really nice because we got to share how much he meant to us and how much he strengthened our faith. And she mentioned that she had died before. And she said, and she was telling me that she had a heart attack before, and that they were trying to revive her, and how she felt she was descending into darkness. And she felt great amount of pain, and she told me she's never experienced pain like that, and that took me back because she's very fragile. I feel like I have to wrap her in bubble wrap because any little bump, any little sudden jolt, and she's in really a lot of amount of pain. She's practically bedbound, but not totally. And when she told me about the amount of pain and amount of separation and just loneliness she felt, she said that in this experience that she panicked because she knew she was dying and she didn't like where she was going. And she, in that panic, she just remembers screaming, "I hate the devil. I hate the devil. I love Jesus. Jesus, save me." And then she was able to, they brought her back. She was able, she was saved. And when she came to, she was just ecstatic that she was alive. But she knew her life had to change completely after that. And she knew that she was a Christian in name only, but now is her opportunity to actually live the life as she should have been for some time. And I thought that was really powerful. That, and it made me think about just my life in general, about, you know, if we knock on death's door today, would we be ready? And without just automatically saying yes, because I've asked Jesus into my life, it makes me really just step back to wonder, am I doing all that I can? Am I living the life that I really need to live? And I appreciated her sharing her story because she's turned her life around, and it made me really just evaluate my life and ask, you know, what can Jesus save me from that's holding me back from being all I can be? And so I thought it was really powerful, and, you know, it really touched me.
It is powerful, and he also, you know, as he was telling that story, she believed that she was going into hell, and it had a chance for her to change her life around. And I knew Dave was going to share that story this morning, and as I was driving here, you know how sometimes a squirrel just runs across the road real quick? And I almost never hit him. But this squirrel just darted out, and I ran over it. And normally when you run over a squirrel, it's just, you know, but this was... and it just caught me because I was not expecting that. And it's like the Lord just told me that squirrel had no idea that his end was coming. He just darted across there with no idea that his life was fixing to be snuffed out. Well, we don't know that. And this lady, she had a chance that most people don't get to evaluate where she's at. I'm going to ask Dave a couple more questions before I let him go here. And I was thinking, as Katie shared and as Alan shared, you know, that verse that, you know, it's one of my favorite verses. But Jesus says, come to me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. And, you know, how many of you heard that in Katie's testimony? She's not going out saying, okay, I've got a job to do for God. I'm going to do this. You know, she just is that. And as I heard Dave's story and as he was telling me about a little bit about his life, you know, I just saw that what has God made him? He's made him a light. He's made him an influencer of people. You know, 5-6 years ago, he may have had that job and driven those people, but not had conversations about the Lord. Why is he having conversations about the Lord? Because God has become important to him. And I know when Dave came here, how many years ago?
Oh, I think nearly four.
When he came here about 4 years ago, you know, he believed in God, but he was struggling to understand what his faith was. And I think God brought you here because he knew what was ahead of you. And there were some things ahead of you that you didn't realize were coming. And one of the biggest ones that's just developed is his wife, Cora. Of course, you know, they've got three beautiful children, and she's got Huntington's disease, which is a very horrific disease. And God is working things, and many of you are praying. She's had their first test trial with the drug that they're hoping will find a cure. But many of you are praying for that. But through that experience, what has that done to your faith?
It's done a lot. It's caused me basically to just hunt into the Bible or try to communicate with God about where I need to be. Where in life do I need to go for my wife and my children and for church family and the people around me? You know, how can God use this for greater benefit and good? And in a way, we really, even when we found out about her diagnosis, we felt that God was using us in a weird way, privileged, because it's very difficult, and it will be difficult as it progresses, but God wouldn't have put on our plate if we weren't strong enough to handle it. And we absolutely believe that. And so it's in a way just exciting to see what God will, how he'll transform our lives going forward and where he'll take us. And I've been privileged to have some circumstances in my work change where I could spend more time with God, quiet time. I've had to get up much earlier, and when I had opportunities to take a break, that I can spend more time in the Bible, praying, meditating, that I haven't had in a long, long time with family and everything else has been so busy. And he put me in that circumstance for a reason, and I'm still trying to figure this all out, but it is exciting.
How many of you can see David's got peace? And how many of you can see that David sees God's hand in front of him? And God preparing even the things where he needs to be close to God right now. What has God done? He's provided extra time for him to do that. Sometimes mm-hmm. he's got up to an hour, he says. And when I first met Dave, he was searching. And if I would ask you the question, are you reading your Bible? As a matter of fact, I did ask you that question. And he wasn't reading his Bible, and he wasn't praying, because God, that relationship that God has developed as you have become part of his body, has prepared and put in place the things that you need in order to face the things God knew was coming. Mm-hmm. And to be able to face them with faith. Yes. And so that's just a wonderful testimony. I wanted you guys to hear it because, you know, I get to hear these things all the time. So you can imagine what that does to my faith. I see God working all the time. But a lot of times, and it's one of the great gifts of being able to be a full-time pastor. Because when I was working three jobs before I took this job, I knew a few people. And I saw God working in a few people's lives. And really, the reason I have Dave come up and other people is I want to open that up for some of you who are too busy. And I don't mean you're too busy for Dave, but I mean because of where you're at, your lives are busy and you are not given the gift of being able to know everybody and what's happening in their lives. But you saw Katie, you saw Dave. How many of you know there's a lot of things God is doing in people's lives in powerful, deep ways? And that's encouraging. So Dave, I thank you and I love you. Let me just pray for you before we go. Father, I just thank you for Dave and I thank you for Cora. I thank you for their beautiful children. And Father, we don't know what's in the darkness ahead of us, but we know that you do. And we see your hand preparing and guiding, and we know that you will take care of us. We know you have a plan, and we know that you have a purpose. And so we put ourselves in your hand, and we pray, Lord, that as your Spirit draws David closer and closer, that he will have more and more light to understand and to see you working. And we just ask you, Lord, to put your healing hand on them. And we don't know what you're going to do, but we know you're speaking, not just to them, but through them. And we thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.